Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
This is a Fox News alert. The Biden transition spokesperson announcing new cabinet picks, including...
So I'm surprised this pick came out Monday. I wasn't expecting it to be announced, but no, I'm not surprised by who got picked.
John Kerry, special presidential envoy for climate. Now, a lot of these names had come out in recent days as reporters...
We forged a 195-nation agreement to attack climate change.
One of the last things that John Kerry got to do as Secretary of State under President Obama was go to the UN climate conference in Morocco.
I've met with leaders and innovators in the energy industry all across our nation, and I am excited about the path that they are on.
And Trump had been elected a few days prior, so he's got to go tell everybody here in this conference that we got people from all over the world have come together wondering what the heck is going to happen with this agreement. He's got to go out there and say it'll be okay.
I can tell you with confidence that the United States is right now today on our way to meeting all of the international targets that we've set. And because of the market decisions that are being made, I do not believe that that can or will be reversed.
And, you know, we've seen that it's not necessarily okay. And he wants to come bring everything full circle. So his role is to get it done. He is going to have kind of the international portfolio from what we understand and really look to elevate U.S. leadership on the global stage where it's been really lacking for the past 4 years.
NBC News has just confirmed that President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Janet Yellen to become the nation's next Secretary of the Treasury. She would be the first woman to hold that position.
Can we actually get to a legitimate, workable auction market for climate change through carbon pricing?
A more straightforward way to do this, and it's what I would recommend for the United States that hopefully we will in the years ahead go in this direction, is simply to put in place a carbon tax.
From the people that I've talked to on the climate finance side of things, I think the best way to put it would be they're cautiously optimistic.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Anthony Adragna, and today, Zach Coleman on Joe Biden's pick for climate envoy and for Treasury Secretary. It's Tuesday, November 24th. I think John Kerry is a pretty well-known figure in American politics, but for those that are not aware of his record with regards to climate change specifically or have forgotten, what would you tell them about him?
Well, he has always been an advocate for climate change. He's really been focused on oceans for a while, and he used as Secretary of State his perch to elevate climate issues at the Arctic Council, at, you know, in all of his bilateral negotiations and multilateral negotiations with other countries.
Paris did not place outside burdens levied by any other country on any other country.
He's also been working pretty extensively to stop coal-fired power in Vietnam. So if you want to get on top of emissions, you've not only got to do it at the U.S. level, where we are the second largest global emitter, but you've got to make sure that everybody else is building in a sustainable way. And I think he'll have a big role to play in those conversations as well.
How is this pick being received among, I mean, all interested parties, but I guess especially among progressives who are really counting and intending to pressure Biden to deliver on a host of climate promises?
I think that progressives are largely happy that such a position is being created at the National Security Council, and they know that John Kerry cares about these issues.
I mean, the simple reality is that we are way behind the eight ball. Things are getting worse, not better.
But I think there's still a question of, you know, whether he speaks the same language as a lot of the environmental movement at this point, as the progressive movement at this point. So I think that there's a question of what is his mindset and worldview in these conversations. But that's also why you've been hearing quite a bit about the White House is also going to name a domestic climate point person for the White House staff, which would maybe, you know, satisfy some of those other wishes that progressives and environmentalists have, that you take care of what's happening on the ground here in the U.S. as well.
Let me also ask you about the Biden team intends to tap Janet Yellen to be his pick for Treasury Secretary. As I recall, she's made kind of waves recently for endorsing this idea of a carbon tax. What else do you think people need to know about her with regards to her climate and energy portfolio?
So those people in the climate finance space, they say a carbon tax alone is not going to be enough. And that's true. I mean, it would have to be thousands of dollars a ton if you were going to rely solely on a carbon tax to address climate change. But that's not what we're talking about here. Yellen hasn't had a long list of, you know, ideas about climate change and financial regulation and what the finance sector can do, but she has put pen to pad on some of these ideas. So, you know, there is a framework here to work with, and I think a lot of the people in the climate finance space see her as someone who is a friend to progressive policies and values, and they think that they can get her to move on the climate space as well.
We strongly believe that every government should price emissions, and while that's not the only policy that's necessary, that is a critical tool to create the right incentives for a transition to net zero.
More than does Janet Yellen understand the stakes of the game, it's about, will she take all the authority that the progressive says that she already has and use it? So one of the big fights from the climate progressive point of view is going to be over whether the Treasury Secretary uses the Dodd-Frank Act to impose or insist on restrictions on how banks or other financial institutions lend to fossil fuel companies. There's some thought that you could use that power to come up with more restrictive lending terms for fossil fuel companies, with the idea that, you know, the fossil fuel economy is not going to be here for that long, and that we have underpriced the risk of fossil fuels, and that at some point there will be a course correction in the markets. So that is one area that, going forward, if Janet Yellen is confirmed, that's going to be a huge political fight.
Also, one of the Trump administration's allies in its lawsuit against California's vehicle emission standards is switching sides. In a letter to environmental groups, General Motors CEO Mary Barra said the company would work with the incoming Biden administration and with California on national emissions rules. Last year, the company had sided with the Trump administration in trying to pull back the state's auto emissions standards, which were stricter than what the federal government had set. But in announcing the reversal, Barra supported Biden's plan to install 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations and said the company believes there is now a path to achieve agreement on a national standard and complementary policies to accelerate the electrification of the light-duty transportation sector. Three auto giants, Fiat, Chrysler, and Toyota, are still on Trump's side on this lawsuit, but Biden's victory earlier this month effectively kills the federal government's fight to take down California's standards. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It helps more people find our show. Also, be sure to listen to our other shows like Politico Dispatch, Nerdcast, and Global Translations. Thanks, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
It's only human to want to build a better future for all. Chevron is working together with women and minority-owned businesses, spending $4 billion since 2014. Because valuable ideas only come when you value everyone. Learn more at chevron.com.